Well, I'm healthy, and I think we're progressing as a team. You know, this spring is about team chemistry. It's about seeing what the young guys can do. And it's about making sure you're in the right frame of mind, getting ready for training camp. So Mike says it, I'll take it.
Aaron, with all those young guys, how much of a transition has that been for you? How much extra work is it for you?
No, I mean, it's the same. It's just different guys. You know, you look for ways to get to know your new teammates. You try and work on your timing in the spring. And you get yourself and your offense ready for training camp, because that's when the team really takes the physical shape that you're going to see during the season.
Aaron, it looks like a lot of the drills and stuff are the same as OTAs. Does focus change in the camp, or is it all one kind of thing, really?
This, to me, is just like OTAs part two. This is install 8 for us today, which we didn't get to in OTAs. So it was like an OTA schedule. It wasn't some of the stuff we've seen in the past. I mean, these guys don't know how good they have it. When years past, we would have 2 practices a day in these mini camps and do it a couple days in a row, which was enjoyable. You got a lot more reps, but a lot more time at the facility. So this was just like an OTA schedule. I think Mike's done a good job of taking care of our bodies. We're limited by some of the restrictions in the CBA throughout the offseason, but Mike has put a demand on his coaching staff to get the guys ready, and there's a demand from the coaches to the players to be prepared and to make plays. Like Mike said in the meeting a few times over the OTAs, when you leave here, young guys, make sure you're ready to go, because we're not going to wait around come training camp. The off-season program, the OTAs, the IPWs are about getting the young guys ready. But when we get to training camp, we're not going to wait around for anybody. We're going to be going 100 miles an hour, and it's on those guys to keep up.
With only 3 proven guys for you to throw the ball to, do you feel any sense that you maybe need to force these guys, whether it's now or in training camp, to kind of get them up to speed or see what they've got, so to speak?
Not really. I mean, the demand is very high at all times from Edgar with that group. We've done a lot over the years with unproven guys. Guys have had big seasons who weren't expected to have big seasons. I like the skilled guys that we have. I like more than ever our running back situation. I think it's as deep a group as we've had in a long time. And when you can have guys like Eddie and DeJuan and James running the football and some guys behind them, we're going to push those guys for spots. That's going to take a lot of the pressure off of the receiving core. And if you get one-on-one coverage in this league, you're expected to win that battle most of the time.
Aaron, it seems like there are will be a lot of competitive battles in different position groups. Has that raised the focus, maybe even a collective focus, even this time of year where guys realize they need to be on point right away?
Well, I think it's only natural that during training camp you start to, in your own mind, count who you think the 53 is going to be. It's natural for all of us to do that as you're looking around the locker room thinking about where you fit in and also where other guys fit into that group. So there's going to be a lot of that going on. In reality, you know, there's never as many sure things, I think, in training camp as you might believe. There's more jobs than you think that are open, and a lot of opportunities for guys to step up and make plays. It's a completely different feel when you put the pads on, and guys have had great springs and terrible camps, or vice versa, absent in the spring and show up in the pad. So I'm excited to see what happens when we do that come late July, because there's always a few guys who are really going to jump out once the pads start popping, and it's exciting to watch your team come together. And this is going to be a deep team with some really tough decisions for the front office.
Boykin said last week his next step is being a 1,000-yard receiver, becoming a household name. How high do you think his ceiling is, and how long do you think it might take him to reach that?
Well, I mean, I would say to Jared that it's one step at a time. I think he can be a very talented guy. He needs to continue to be the same guy who's worried about getting cut every day, because that's the kind of motivation you have to have. And he's a great young player who really cares about being successful. I think he has a ton of talent. And as you saw last year, it's a lot about confidence in this league. If you start playing well and making some plays, you can do things that maybe you even didn't know you could do. And you saw that from Jared last year in practice, and it finally turned over on the field, and I'm excited about the role that he's going to play for us this year.
Have you ever missed an OTA or a committee camp?
Yes.
You
have? OTA, yes. Okay. It was excused.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you once said if you ever get bored or kind of not interested in these, it's time to kind of reconsider. Is there always something to kind of keep you challenged, a new player to work with?
Yeah, I mean it's the opportunity to build team chemistry with the guys. It's the challenge of beating up on Dom and his defense, and it's the competitive juices that get going from time to time in these OTAs and mini camps, and it's proven yourself. The young guys who haven't seen you in action other than on TV over the years, as I've become one of the older guys in this locker room. But I have said that in the past. You know, if I can't be an almost to a completely full off-season participator, then I'm going to move on, and I plan on being here for a long time.
Aaron, is there an update you could provide on the report of ownership in the Bucks and your interest in that?
I don't have any update besides the fact that I was wearing a Bucks long sleeve with Rob Domofsky in my interview.
Would you be interested in something like that?
I'm a big fan of the Bucks. I have been for a long time. I love going to the games. They've been great to me. I'm excited about the new ownership, and it seems like they have a desire to keep the team in the area. But I've been a fan for a while.
A couple more for Aaron?
Aaron, the talk defensively going into the offseason was more scheme, less scheme, more personnel groups. As you compete with them during OTAs, minicamp, and what have you, have you noticed any difference?
It's definitely some different scheme. They're doing a real good job. I see more communication on that side, which is encouraging. I see the safeties talking to each other. The safeties talking to the corners. We're playing different coverages where we've been a lot of man coverage, especially behind pressures over the years. You're seeing some more zone coverage kind of back in the mix, which I think helps. You have to mix things up. I've been trying to be proactive going on the other side of the ball and helping those guys out with a couple of things, give them some reminders, tell them what's really difficult looks for a quarterback to deal with pre and post snap. And those guys are trying to incorporate those. And I think you're seeing a lot more of that, a lot more of the crossover conversations between the defense and the offense, both coaches and players. And that can only help when you're having those kind of conversations because we need that. We need to become a team that communicates better. And it starts at the top.
Have you thought about redefining how much media coverage you get sometimes in the off season? Because you've been careful with that. But this is a job where everybody in the state knew Barton Cherry, where they knew Brett and all of his family. And do you have to redefine where that line is in a Twitter world and a TMZ world?
Well, you know, it's a different world than. You know, even in the 90s when Brett was winning MVPs, there's a lot quicker access to information. There's camera phones that follow your every move, and they enjoy the pictures, whether you're eating lunch or you're walking on the street or whatnot. I think it has to be natural, and it's been a natural progression as you start to think about the things that are important and the things that you should be worrying about and the things you're out of your control. And for me, as I get older, I love this game. I enjoy my privacy, but I realize it comes with the territory when you have success. And come what may, as far as that goes.
Last one.
I don't think we're going to get to talk to you again this time, but between now and training camp, what would you tell the young players, the rookie players? What's the most important thing for them to do with this off time?
Don't do anything stupid. You represent the Green Bay Packers, a very proud organization, our fans, the state, your family. Be smart because this is an important time for you. The rookie year is such a long and grueling, difficult year because you've been training since the end of your college football season, getting ready for the combine if you did that, getting ready for your pro day if you did that, private workouts potentially. And you go to a city, you're immediately into IPWs and OTAs. You try and continue to train in the summer. You go through a long season, longer than you've ever experienced before. So. Continue to train and realize it's a long year. Find that balance. But remember, you represent this organization. That's what we tell our guys when we leave here is represent the G, very proudly. Do the right thing and lock in because it's a long year. It's a grind, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank